But joining us now on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who joins us from the Bravo Eugenia, where last night he made the pick of CeeDee Lamb at number 17. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Jerry has a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Jerry has a little lamb, and he's not white and slow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, congratulations. That's quite a pick.
Very pleased to be talking with you today. I'm talking to you live on Ship to Shore from the Bravo Eugenics, and we're out here at the sea, escaping the COVIDs and taxing authorities like so much L. Ron Hubbard. We're very pleased to be talking to you. Now, we did hit an iceberg just a few minutes ago, but
No.
But that's okay. This ship is unsinkable, kind of like Tony Romo's post-football career opportunities.
It's a good comp.
What a surprise, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, you think this yacht looks like a spaceship on TV? You like that decor I got going?
It did look like a spaceship.
You like me appearing like a Bond villain on it?
Yeah, a lot of people making Dr. Evil comparisons.
I know it. Now, I remind you, I wouldn't have this ship if I hadn't come home at 4 in the morning for 7 years in a row, only to find Jean waiting up for me with her hair in rollers and a Lombardi trophy through the TV set. I had to buy this for her. In fact, Jean had me install a full Highland Park Village replica here on the Bravo Eugenics just so she can shop and drink wine while she burns
the whole shopping center.
Yep, whole shopping center. Can you believe it? We actually had a good first round.
Yeah, well, you've had a few of them in the past, but that was a really good gift.
I cannot believe that CeeDee Lamb fell all the way down to us, and I'm a little bit worried because I'm wondering if other teams know something about him that we don't. Like they know what was on that second cell phone or something.
No, I don't think that's it. I think you just got lucky.
What was going on with that second cell phone?
I'm not sure.
I know when Gene found my second cell phone, all hell broke loose.
Well, you guys have something in common then.
We do, we do. And I think that's why we'll bond nicely. I thought Roger Goodell's little online reality show turned out all right. I thought that was a pretty good little presentation.
Yeah, I think you did a really good job last night.
Did you like how Mike McCarthy was sitting so close to the camera you could darn near count his nose hairs?
It was too close. It was a little too close.
A little close there. But that's all right. I had my good luck charm with me, old Charlotte Britches. She was with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Spalding was with me now. And now Charlotte was there because she's the only kid I have with a lick of sense, football or otherwise.
Right.
And Spalding was there because he's the only one in the family that knows how to work a laptop.
Well, he came in handy
that
then.
That makes some sense.
He sure did. But I'm very excited about today, too, because I think we're going to have another good day.
Mm-hmm. Hope so, Probably pick some defensive players today, I would hope.
Some defensive players, absolutely, absolutely. You know what the difference is between the playoffs and the draft?
Hmm.
We make it past the first round in the draft.
Yeah, that is true.
You got all sorts of good cowboy jokes this morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
All right, we'll see you. There he goes, fake Jerry from the Bravo Eugenia.